So here are your screenshots of the disposition recommendation plan section for both the child and adult reassessment. So let's look at Sarah's disposition recommendation plan section on page 12. You will notice that she's been identified as low risk. So it states here that based on the overall clinical presentation and risk factors identified in the assessment, client is determined to meet a low risk level. So again, this is based on the overall clinical discussion and clinical gathering of information in the assessment. Note that it is recommended that the client continue to receive individual therapy once a week and family therapy twice a month to address her angry outbursts and defiant behaviors in the home and school setting to improve her social relationships and school functioning. So again, note whatever recommendations that are noted here, whoever's working with the client, that this could be a mental health worker, or a nursing staff, a therapist, so basically anybody within the clinical treatment team, these recommendations should be followed up on. Notice again that Jane Doe did sign with her discipline as well as license number. And if you are completing your assessments electronically, this information is automatically auto-populated once you insert your password. As for James, under disposition recommendation plan on page 13, you will also notice that he's been identified also as low risk. And this again is based on current clinical presentation gathered, the progress that he has made in the last year, as well as the client denying any suicidal ideation since 2013. It is recommended that he receive individual therapy to focus on cognitive behavioral techniques, such as challenging cognitive distortions and thought stopping, as well as individual rehab to build social skills and task completion. It is also recommended he continue to receive medication support services. All of these services will aim at reducing the client's depressive symptomology, as well as improve his ability to maintain positive interpersonal relationships and complete his important household activities to maintain his apartment.